You're now tapped into Go Lightly Radio with Amanda Nicole, an uplifting and informative podcast for crystal lovers, spiritual seekers, and intuitive boss babes learning to manifest abundance and fulfill their soul's purpose. We're coming together to provide modern insight into the power of crystal healing, honoring daily spiritual practice, and why aligning your chakras is more important than keeping up with the Kardashians. Here's your host and crystal bestie, Amanda Nicole.
Hey guys, welcome to Go Lightly Radio. My name is Amanda Nicole and I am your crystal bestie. I want to start off by thanking you for being here. It means so much to me that every week you guys tune in to hear what I have to say. And after reading the most recent reviews, a theme that keeps playing out is that what I am guided to share about each week is exactly what our listeners are needing to hear. So the alignment and that feeling of belonging, I guess, to such a beautiful and like-minded community is really so inspiring to me, and I'm just so very thankful. You guys really are my crystal besties, and I am honored to be yours too. So last week's episode also resulted in tons of messages and more questions about how I work with oracle decks, in particular, like how I interpret the messages, what I do with that information, etc. And I think that the easiest and most relatable way that I can answer that is to explain it in terms of how I work with crystals. I like my spiritual practice to be as simple as possible. We make things so complicated, and when you get back to what's really important when it comes to connection, simplicity is key. So having a simple spiritual practice doesn't mean that you aren't committed. To me, it means the opposite. Like, I'm so committed to incorporating my spirituality into everyday life that being able to do it effortlessly is crucial to me. So if you remember that we are spiritual beings by nature, we don't have to try to be spiritual. It's who we are, right? And so that's why I think when things come naturally and things flow and things just feel kind of like showing you that what you're doing, you're on the right path, right? So when it comes to interpreting messages in whatever form they are delivered, doesn't matter if it's oracle decks or downloads or through meditation, I always tune in to what my soul is feeling and focus on that, right? Like what I receive, the inner knowing that comes from whatever I'm reading, hearing, doing. And when it comes to oracle decks in particular, one of my favorite ways to work with the message that has been delivered is to keep the card out and visible throughout the day, so I'm able to reflect on that message, right? Similar to having a crystal with you when you are working with a certain crystal for an intention that you've set or a specific energy, like having it on or around you allows you to tap into that energy as well as remember what it is you're working towards. Our minds are so unbelievably capable. I think that's what most people struggle with is the focus. So when it comes to intention setting, right? It's easy to be motivated when you're inspired, right? When you get this idea or you have like a new goal, and it's the follow through, right? It's holding that. It's focusing on the intention that really sparks the flame. So we, like myself included, are so easily distracted by all of the outside noise going on that when we're able to really center ourselves and be connected to a greater power, there is literally nothing in this world that is impossible. And I think that's why oracle decks and crystals go hand in hand for me, because when I work with them in the same way, I just get the most amazing results. And I think that that's why there was so much so many of you reached out to me after that episode, is because you feel the same way when you pull cards or when you are working with oracle decks. For it's the power behind the words. And that's why when receiving a message, it kind of ignites this feeling or this knowing. Crystals work the same way. So that kind of leads me into today's discussion, which is the power of affirmations. I know that I've touched on the subject before, but there's so much to it that these short episodes only really like brief the topic. And I actually had to scroll through all 90 plus episodes to make sure I haven't done an entire discussion on affirmations. And I'm really surprised that I haven't, because they are such a big part of my own spiritual practice. But in divine time, here we are. So I first discovered affirmations when I found Louise Hay. She is the queen of affirmations. I really liked the idea of programming my subconscious mind, because I understood, thanks to Mr. Bob Proctor, how that works. So affirmations are usually a sentence of powerful words put together, kind of like a mantra, that you bring your focus back to throughout your day. So if you think about it in terms of like your mind being a computer, right? The words that we hear, and most importantly, believe, program the computer, which is why affirmations are so powerful. Words and the intentions behind them hold a vibration. And I read a quote that says that the words you speak create the house you live in, and it is so true. So whatever we say, our mind is always listening and responding in the way that we act, how we think, the world around us, how we perceive it, what we believe, even ourselves on a physical level. So in every spiritual book you read, every self-help book, you'll discover in one way or another, depending on the author or the healer, how they explain it, but the power of the words I am and then what follows. So even the repetition of affirmations is so powerful, because if you think about how we learned as children, right? Repetition. The subconscious mind believes what it is told, and for it to really accept something, having it repeated over and over, eventually we accept it as truth, right? If we put the belief behind it. So, which is why what we say and what we think about ourselves is so important. And when we say to ourselves like things like I look so ugly, or I feel fat, or anything negative, it doesn't feel good to say those things out loud. It doesn't feel good when we think them, but when we say them out loud, we're affirming it, right? And it feels heavy. It doesn't feel right, because those words carry a low vibration and they are totally out of alignment of how our soul or higher self feels about us. Words are like spells, and that's why it's called spelling. So why not choose positive words, uplifting sentences that repeated over and over we eventually will believe? And sometimes it takes practice, especially when it comes to ourselves, right? Self-love and self-acceptance. And it's not easy. It's not something overnight that you can just accept, right? But with time, with practice, with compassion, with care, with love, with all of the things that nurture, I truly believe that affirmations can change your life. And it's why I'm such a huge fan of Louise Hay. Like, she walked the walk, right? She literally led by example. And if you're familiar with her and her story, you know what I'm talking about. All of her books touch on affirmation, and there's different ways to incorporate it. I take from her and also teachings of Bob Proctor. And Bob Proctor was really big on writing things down in the present tense and carrying a card around where you'll see it every day, putting it in your wallet or your purse or your back pocket, somewhere where you're going to have access to it and where you'll be continuing to see it throughout your day. Louise Hay has different practices with mirror work, right? Looking into your own eyes and speaking affirmations and words of encouragement and love. And that is so powerful. She has an entire book on that. So there's different ways to work with affirmations, similar to mantras, right? And so Because what we believe we become, choosing to believe that we are capable, that we are worthy, that we are loved, that we are beautiful, that we are divine. Like these are, you'll notice, like even me speaking these words, like when I'm saying positive, uplifting words, you can literally feel their vibration, right? Like you feel it in your heart, in your soul. Like it, I can't stress enough how important this is, because what we believe we become. So that's the key here. And when it comes to affirmations, start with something as simple as the words I am, and then use the present tense to speak about what you want to embody. I find personally that short and sweet is like the most effective for me. But just be specific in your intention. Feel the feelings of it already being true. And there's different ways that you can kind of write an affirmation. Like I like to center myself. I'll sometimes take a pen and paper and I'll kind of like figure out what it is that I'm wanting to accomplish, what it is that I'm wanting to embody or believe, or like what my goal is, like what am I working towards? And then I'll write down like what I want to feel, like what I believe if I was this person, my life would be like envision all of it, like really dive into, if it's that important to you, which I believe it is, whatever like that desire is, like it's been placed within you for a reason, right? So explore it and kind of figure out what is the most important takeaways, and then narrowing it down, like finding like different words. Like for me, I'll find that like certain words come up time and time again. I'm like, okay, that is a word that I want to work into my affirmation. And just make it personal, because this is for you, right? You're writing your affirmation for you. It's not for anyone else. It doesn't matter how silly it is, how untrue it feels at the time. Like that resistance to accepting it as truth, that is your ego. You need to take the step past fear and move, take the action into making it real, because it does exist. It is out there. It is possible. So yes, write it for you and decide what's going to activate that emotion of already having it, right? Like focus on the feeling. Like how would I feel if this was true today? What would my life look like if this was true today? How would I be acting? How would I be speaking? What would I be doing? Take all these things into consideration when you're deciding what the affirmation will be. Choose those words. And then much like the law of attraction, like when you think about affirmations in that sense, it doesn't matter if something is positive or negative, right? Like affirmations go both ways. If we are constantly telling ourselves, I can't do this, I'm not good at this, you're affirming that. That's an affirmation. Affirmations aren't all positive. There are negative affirmations that we repeat and tell ourselves and believe. And it makes me so sad. And I do it too. It's like, I try to catch myself when I'm saying something like that and then flip it. Like, what's the opposite? So that's also something to explore. But it's just about being mindful, right, of the words that you're speaking to the world, but most importantly to yourself. I find that I am so much more optimistic when affirmations are a part of my daily ritual. So write them down, set a reminder on your phone, so that you can like have that time to really just sit and speak them and look at that card or that piece of paper, or make a little sticky note, put it on your mirror in the bathroom or on a vision board. Like there's so many ways that you can work affirmations into your life, but the most important thing is to be consistent about them and have fun. Like I think that if I could give you anything to take away from this conversation, it would be that your mind is such a powerful, powerful tool, right? What you feed it and what you believe possible for you will change your life. You are in control. And so if you aren't familiar with Louise Hay, definitely check her out. She makes affirmations so simple, so effective. She's honestly an angel. And I just adore her. And I'm so grateful for her introducing affirmations to me because, like I said, they've helped me. They've helped my friends, my family, everyone. It's just amazing. So that's all for this week. Hopefully I've got you guys thinking about our words and the power behind them. And just know that we are constantly talking and listening to others and ourselves. And imagine if every conversation was positive and coming from a place of love and compassion, the world would be a different place. That I know. I love you guys, and I will be back next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If today's episode inspired you, make sure to rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and subscribe. Also remember to follow Go Lightly Crystals on Instagram and visit GoLightlyHealing.com to find today's show notes and anything else you might need to help you live your best life. Until next time, keep your crystals cleansed, chakras balanced, and affirmations on repeat.